This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new law that allows some public employees to join unions takes effect in July in Colorado, and one of the state's most populous counties is trying to stop it. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Effective July 1st, county employees in Colorado are free to get organized, and if they gain enough support, force county governments into negotiations over pay and benefits. El Paso County commissioners want a judge to block the law. They say labor negotiations could force them to pay workers more. An unfunded mandate from the state, says Commissioner Carrie Geithner.
If the state doesn't want to pay for the policies they create, our citizens shouldn't be forced to sacrifice services or pay more for those same services.
The lawsuit's yet to be filed. A sponsor of the law argued it's just giving workers the right to organize, not directly forcing counties to spend more. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Officials in Colorado's High Country broke ground on an affordable housing project for Colorado Department of Transportation employees yesterday. CPR's Western Slope reporter Tom Hess has more.
The $12 million project aims to create 22 apartments reserved for the employees that keep Colorado's mountain communities accessible. Frisco Mayor Hunter Mortensen says the partnership with CDOT is vital to his town.
Keeping those roads open and having those employees in your town is a pretty remarkable thing, and we're lucky that we can have them and then also go into this housing partnership where they'll be able to be here 24/7. They're not going to have to commute a long distance just to do their job.
The apartments should be completed late next year. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org, like the results of last night's mayoral race in Colorado Springs, the results on how the Nuggets did against the Lakers last night, and come find our voter guide for Denver's mayoral race at Denverite.com.